One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 17, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Has a cold got you? Listen, more people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For bromoquinine works to relieve stuffy nose, body pain, fever, irregularity, and headache, too. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Today, the interrupted explanation. At Jack's house across the hedge from the Barber family home, Hazel has been keeping Betty company this evening while Jack appears as a professional after-dinner speaker. Betty, forcing her eyes to stay open, says,
"My goodness, 11:30. If Jack came home right now, even, it would be a 15-hour day. How'd he stand it?
How do you? I'm going home, and you're going to bed.
Oh, he's hardly ever later than 11:30. You'll be alone.
You were asleep a moment ago.
I know I was. I was even dreaming about his lecture agent.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the speaker of the evening is home with his knees buckling.
Yeah, how did the speech go?
Well, you know, I think they liked it better than they used to when I did it for nothing.
Good. I want to hear about it tomorrow. Put this woman to bed.
Good night, Hazel. And how's the cousin considered?
He woke up for a while today, but before Pinky could even talk to him, some nightclub hoodlum barged in and wore him out.
He's still at the clinic?
Oh, yes. Hank says one of the doctors has a theory that there's a psychological factor on top of exhaustion. C.D. felt so badly about quarreling with Pinky that, well, he was tired anyway, and he just let himself go and floated off for a few days like Rip Van Winkle. You ought to hear about it in medical terms.
Mouthful, huh?
Actually, there are quite a few such cases.
That sounds like a darn restful disease. How do you get it?
Look, there's another victim. Wake her up gently. I'll let myself out.
Good night.
Night.
Betty?
How is Miss Bimby Blasting then?
She wasn't there. All she does is book the speeches and send me the check. Come on.
Don't you have to see her at all?
Not anymore. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I sit here and wonder and think about how tiny she is and all. Well, let's go to bed. We can't cork out the way CZ did, but at least we can sleep till morning. Oh, Hazel must have forgotten something.
I'll go. Hi, Uncle Jack. Aunt Betty, hi. Keys?
What?
Car keys. Want to borrow Sharon's car?
Oh, sure.
I'll get them. She used the car after dinner, I think. She left them on the table in the hall upstairs.
Come on in, Betty. Did you pass your mother on the way over?
Yeah. Hank phoned from the clinic. CZ woke up again, and he's asking for me.
Oh, good. Now sit down, son.
Okay. Been kind of a nerve-wracking time.
Yes, hasn't it?
Gosh, like I told Mom, CZ gave me $1 million less taxes when most people wouldn't give me the back of their hand. I love the little old guy.
Sure you do.
When I lost all the dough, well, so soon, well, can you see how I felt? It was kind of hard to look him in the eye. That was all there was to it.
Sure, Pinky, I know.
And he thought I was bored with him. And we got all fouled up. Golly, I was scared to death something might happen before I could explain. But now...
Pinky, I'm sorry. Sharon had them in her room.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Betty. Tell her I'm much obliged. I'll have it back before morning.
You see the our love.
I sure will. Hey, did I tell you about the special delivery letter I had from Hawaii?
Shh, Pinky, the girl's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I haven't got time anyhow. I'll see you. Suppose I put the car in the garage and leave the key under the mat.
That'll be fine.
So long.
Night.
Night, son.
Everybody's been wondering for 2 days what that special delivery was all about. It came from Hawaii.
Yeah, I know.
It was from a Chinese named Hoi Toi.
Well, it's you and me Hoi Toi up to bed.
I bet it has something to do with all that money Pinky lost.
I decided long ago life's too short to worry about Pinky and his money. All his life, his money will vanish like a shimmering mirage.
Jack, you're wobbling.
Well, 15-hour day, my knees aren't what they were.
Honestly, to make $200 extra, which we already owe to the termite man. Working overtime for a termite man, honest to goodness. Modern living. How fouled up can the world get?
Thank you. We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
In Robin Hood's day, that was the sound that used to get the news around. Yes, the men of Sherwood Forest used to shoot message-bearing arrows from relay point to relay point until everybody got the news. Well, a message can travel fairly rapidly for a short distance via bow and arrow, but the system wouldn't work very well for news that had to travel many miles to its destination. Keeping up with events is even more important for us today than it was for Robin Hood's men, harassed as they were by the sheriff. And fortunately, we have the fastest means of communication ever devised. We have radio. And NBC Radio, with news on the hour, keeps us posted on worldwide events, wherever they happen, as soon as they happen. In our day and age, this is the sound that really gets the news around. This is Leon Pearson inviting you to keep up with the news on the hour, all day, every day, over most of these NBC stations.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. On the second floor of the Abbott Clinic on 25th Street, Lieutenant Hank Murray, United States Army Medical Corps, still in uniform after his day's duty at his own hospital, Letterman on the Presidio, is now ushering Pinky into Cousin Consider's corner room.
Come on in, Pink. Oh, he's fallen asleep again. Didn't you tell him I was coming?
The nurse did. He seemed very glad to hear it.
Well, I'll sit down and wait till he wakes up. See, he looks pretty good.
But you're the only one who's to see him, Pink.
Okay. Look at his legs. He thinks he's dancing.
Women of marble here.
You awake, CZ? Sleep is what he needs, Pink. It'll build him up.
Say, didn't he collapse last year, 5 or 10 days after New Year's Eve?
Oh, sure. He's a great little old guy to squeeze the last drop out of the grapefruit.
Well, Pink, I'm going on home. Okay, I'll stay. Tell the nurse I'm here.
Mm.
She's a pretty one tonight?
No, old one with the horn rims.
Yeah. Well, tell her not to bother. I'll ring if we need her.
Okay.
Bye.
Night.
There we are. Hey, pull your blanket up, CZ. There.
Oh, Florida, and with his hard heart, turning further than getting in the car.
You awake, CZ?
Who is it?
See, thank you.
He spoke to me. Oh, where am I?
You're in a clinic. You've been asleep since last Friday.
What town?
We're in San Francisco.
Oh, of course. We came home for Christmas.
We've had Christmas. Look, I want to explain something.
You don't have to explain anything to me, Ladybuck. Just say you'll go out on the town with me on New Year's Eve.
We've had New Year's Eve, too.
When?
This year.
This is 1958.
It's past the middle of January.
Oh, no.
What I wanted to say, well, after losing all that dough you gave me, well, it got to every time I looked at you, I was ashamed. That's why I didn't speak to you.
Ladybug, no. What's money? There's more where that came from.
Well, that's what you've got to understand. I'm part barber, and I can't take any.
Don't say it. Don't succumb to it.
I love you, CZ. You're the best friend I'll ever have. But for some reason inside me, I can't freeload more than a million. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. But listen, I've had a special delivery. Here's what I wanted to tell you. From Mr. Hoi Toi from Hawaii. And he's been in touch with a fellow named Lang Wan, who got out of China a month ago, and says he saw Charlie Loy with a hat full of rubles, secretly buying a... Hey, CZ? Cousin Consider? Okay. I don't blame you. Go on and sleep.
More of the barbers in just a moment.
Jim, I'm just going to rinse and stack the dishes.
That doesn't sound like you.
I've been house cleaning, and lately with headache and muscular aches and pains, it's been slow going.
No work's easy with that discomfort. Better try and get relief.
How?
I'd try Doane's pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today.
In Jack and Betty's bedroom, in that darkest hour before the dawn, Jack rouses when he hears...
Huh? Did Sharon drive in?
No, oh, that was Pinky. Hit the horn by mistake.
What time is it?
4:30.
I'm glad he's home. Ooh, that nice cold air.
Yeah, worth waking up just to breathe it.
Clean, cold San Francisco air. Oh, my, I had that dream again.
What dream?
About Bimby blasting game.
What about it?
Is she on a diet?
No, why? You're the one on a diet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I dreamt that she couldn't stick to her diet and got fatter and fatter. And I stuck to mine and got you away from her.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 18, Book 129, Out of Escrow and Into Trouble, Frank Martin speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.